This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Come on, dance like Trump. Joe Messina, your host. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, truly being part of the solution. I love it when you're part of the solution as well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, hop up there, hop up on the website, get involved, get engaged, and, you know, you don't have to say anything. We have chat rooms up there, and what is that, at the website, and Facebook pages and other places. If we're not in a station in your area, you're driving around and you have a list on your phone, which is fine. I mean, at least we have an Android and an Apple app, is that what it's called? Right? We have them both. So you got a million ways. You don't have to miss the show. You got a million ways to listen to the show. And Kimberly Murray's going to join me. You know, she's probably hot right now with everything that's going on and the way people are dealing with stuff. she's got to be losing her mind to a degree. It's tough. When you sit here, like we do, you know, 24/7, basically, and you're listening and you're watching what these people are saying. Right, Joe's up by X amount of points. This one's up by X amount of points. Go look at these rallies. And everybody's going, no. You know, Juan Williams. The man lives on a different planet. Can I get an amen on that? Am I the only one who thinks that? I don't know what glasses he has on when he's watching these, but apparently these large crowds are there because people are curious. It's not that they like him. They're coming out to see what all the, you know, what all the fuss is about, if you would. And I was thinking, they come out, they spend 2 to 3 hours in the cold weather. It might be snowing or drizzling. Before they even get to see the man for 90 minutes, while they're still standing in cold weather, and then have to make their way back. I'm sorry, there isn't anything that I'm curious about that I'm going to do that with. Nothing. Now, I know some of you freaktoids, you'll wait. I don't think they have to do it anymore. But I remember when they used to wait for the 3 hours for a video game? They would camp out the night before. Same thing for movies. I always thought that was funny. And I never, sorry, but I never understood it. So Juan Williams thinks it's just a curiosity. That's all it is. They cannot. It is beyond their comprehension how anybody can like a guy who says, I'm giving the power back to the people. Remember that? When he first got elected? There's something you haven't heard in eons. When an elected president, elected official says, now you have a voice. I'm going to give the power back to you, right where it belongs. Just amazing. Hey, did you hear the little slip-up by the Democrat AG in Pennsylvania? He says he's sure Trump's going to lose. Right? I mean, before the votes are even counted, he is sure that Trump is going to lose. Which is just amazing to me. You know, when you look at my God. When you look at the way the crowds show up, when you look at, what was there, 20 or 25 this weekend? Trump trains, Trump parades, if you would, across the country. Trump didn't put those together. I can guarantee you that, George Soros didn't do it. No, the average Joe did it. The person that wanted, or the people that want them represented, they want themselves represented, are the ones that did it. Because they know Trump will represent them. Unlike what the Democrat Party has been doing for decades, where they don't represent you. Look at the walk-away movement. You don't hear this on mainstream media. They don't want you to. I'm talking about millions of people walking away from the Democrat Party. Not that they came to the, I don't know if they came to the Republican Party. I wouldn't ask. None of my business. And they're blaming all the boarding up going on in these major cities on Donald Trump. Well, we've never seen this before. Look at all the violence. If Trump were to get elected. No, that's your spoiled little brats on your side of the fence. Your spoiled little brats who can't control themselves because this is what you've been raising for the last couple of decades. These are the kids when they didn't get their way. They threw themselves down. They started screaming and yelling at mommy in the supermarket. And instead of saying, come on, kid, we're going out to that car. They were like, shh, shh, shh. How many candy bars you want? I'll give you whatever you want. Just stop crying. Stop making a scene. Stop making me look stupid. That's what's happened. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. You know, it's about time we start calling this stuff out. Enough with, oh, did he say that? Yeah, I said it. The Bible says, spare the rod, spoil the child. It doesn't. Now, listen, for some of you on the left who just went, oh, did you hear what he said? Yes. I did not say beat the child with the 2 inches of their life. There's a big difference. And you guys have been playing word games for decades. There's a big difference between beating your child or beating somebody and punishing or hitting or administering corporal punishment. Hitting your kids, I'm sorry, does not teach them to hit. Look it, you can get, this is the thing I love about this. I keep going back to this. When it comes to psychology or any of those, what's it called? Anybody? A practice. That's right. It's called practice for a reason. Come on, think about it. It's called a practice for a reason. They will sit, two counselors will sit in two different rooms, bring the same patient and walk them through, come up with two different diagnoses. How's that happen if it's so definite? Kimberly Moran joins me on the other side of the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her in. I always have so much fun when she comes on with us. Kimberly Moran joins us, as she does every week, from the Chitty, is it Chillian, New Hampshire right now? New Hampshire?
Yes. It got colder over the past few days. We finally turned the heat on Halloween. And we got snow.
There you go. I mean, seriously. Well, you know, it's that global cooling, warming, climate change thingy that's happening, so I don't know. Whatever.
I'm not ready for this yet. I'm like, no, I'm not ready.
Oh, you know what? Well, here it's been like today. I had the sunroof open. I had the windows down. You know, it's 76 or something like that. Nice. It was nice. So don't say it.
Shut up. I was. You know exactly what I was thinking about saying. I had to stop myself.
I know you were thinking. So, anyhow. All right. So, Sleepy Joe, can you believe, I mean, I wish I had pulled up the sound thing, because you and I would have had a ball with it, but he hasn't been able to, he gets into like the second or third, I don't know, minute of the thing, of the forum or whatever he's doing, is doing his rallies. He can't string a sentence together, right?
Oh, I can't God. Even, I don't even know what he's saying. I can't even repeat the words he's saying because I don't know how to say it.
You can't even make
because he's reading. That's why he's always squinty. He's always squinting. They need to just help him out and get him a, well, it's too late now, but they should have gotten him like this big Jumbotron teleprompter because the guy's always squinting. He looks like that angry puppeteer.
There you
go.
Jeff Dunnitz, right? Isn't that him?
Thank you. Yes. The angry old man puppet. That's what he reminds me of, because that angry old man puppet is squinting all the time, too.
So.
And then he's yelling. He's always yelling. Constantly yelling. I tweeted him the other day, and I'm like, why do you keep yelling? We're not on your lawn.
Well, he can't hear himself, right? I mean, he can't hear himself. He's whatever. But I don't know. I'm getting such a kick of seeing him out there because people are getting to see really what happens to him under pressure. And, you know, he's stuck on the same mantra. I mean,
Joe, he can't even campaign for 2 hours a day. When you're president 24/7. If you sleep a few hours a night, you're lucky. Biden can't even campaign. Never mind be president. This is what people need to understand. Biden won't last 6 months if he's elected. It'll be Kamala Harris, who is a straight-up commie. Her policy, she's further to the left than Bernie. Bernie was just your average socialist. She's further to the left than of Bernie.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
It's frightening how many rights she wants. She's already said she'll take away. How much bigger she'll even make the government. Think of the people she'd put in her cabinet and the bureaucrats that would be making all these rules and all these other things behind the scenes that we don't even know about, which we know the Obama administration did, and Trump had to reverse them.
Yep. Seriously.
Frightening.
It is.
The good news is. I predict Trump will win. I'm predicting that. You remember last week I was like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yep. But, you changed your mind. Lady Gaga, so, right? Because she got in a ring.
Actually, that was part of it in a way, because I don't know if your viewers have seen it, and I don't know if you posted it up, but Lady Gaga did a video. And she was trying to, like, I'm coming to Pennsylvania or wherever she was going, and she was trying to be, like,
beer.
people in Pennsylvania. She's wearing camo, standing next to a big, huge truck, which we know for sure was not hers. And she, like, opened a beer and took a sip of it and, like, threw it. First of all, nobody does
that. She wasted a beer.
That's just bad right there. But I'm like, you look like an idiot, and you're demeaning the people you're trying to reach out to, because you know everybody in Pennsylvania just walks around with camo all the time, and they all drive big trucks, and they all just drink canned beer. Everybody,
it shows you what they think about you.
That's what I mean. Yep. The left still thinks they still don't understand anyone that doesn't live in big cities on the left or right coast. They don't understand. The media doesn't understand these people. These elitist dirtbags don't understand these people. And people like Nancy Pelosi hate us. They hate us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they have no idea about regular Americans. And this is why I think Trump is going to win. It's not just the rallies, Joe. These rallies are huge, but it's not just the rallies.
No.
Also,
but the rallies show people that this is bigger than anything. He has touched the heart of the everyday average worker, has he not?
Yes. That's exactly it. My husband was getting my car inspected for me today, and the owner was talking about it. And, yeah, he's voting Trump. He's like, the two of them were talking, and they're like, I don't understand why anybody's voting for Biden. Are they not paying attention to what he wants to do to this country? So, but
well,
listen,
it's
so
a hate vote.
The other,
it's a hate vote, right?
Yeah, but there's not enough hate vote. No, I'm sorry. You can't just have a hate vote. That doesn't work. So I've been watching all these grassroots rallies all over the country. Nothing to do with the Trump campaign. You know, the parades.
Oh, right. Oh yeah, yeah. The Trump.
So
the Trump
Navajos,
Trump
Navajo Nation posted that they were going to vote on horseback, and they have a video of a guy riding down on a horse with a Trump sign. The Amish, Joe, had a Trump parade. I'm not kidding you. So people in your state have been having huge rallies in Beverly Hills and in other places.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a video in New Jersey and
New York.
Yep. So I know they've done it here.
They've done it here in New Hampshire. I mean, I know. I'm pretty sure they're doing it in, like, every state. But my point is, these are grassroots regular people doing this. The campaign isn't doing it.
No.
Are those just people who are interested? No, these people are going out buying Trump gear and Trump flags.
Right.
And having these parades, having sine waves to show their support for Trump and all the, you know, a lot of times other Republicans down ballot. But that's huge. And then here's the other thing, Joe. There's a lot of people like me. A lot of people like me who refused to vote for Trump in 2016.
Yeah.
And are voting for him now.
Oh, I agree. No question.
I was talking to a bunch of them. And I was like, holy crap. And they're from all political walks. They're libertarians. They're independents. They're people who used to be for Bernie. They're from all over the place. And then there's new voters voting that have never voted before. I saw this in 2016, but I'm seeing it again now this time, too.
All right. We'll talk more about that on the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. I'm telling you, I know there's lefties that troll the show, so this is just for them. Trump takes it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Making their final pitches. Both President Trump and former Vice President Biden have spent Monday making their final campaign stops. At a Pittsburgh rally, Biden accused the president of lying about the impact of the COVID pandemic.
Remember what he said to Bob Woodward, the famous journalist? He went on tape and he said to Woodward, he knew in January how dangerous it was and how many people could die. And he said nothing. He didn't say a thing to you, me, or anybody else.
While President Trump focused on Biden's record on jobs at a Scranton event.
Joe Biden is a globalist who spent 47 years outsourcing your jobs, opening your borders, and sacrificing American blood and treasure on ridiculous, endless foreign wars. Most of you have never even heard of some of these countries. He shuttered your steel mills. I got them open.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Feel the rhythm now.
That's the kind of chaos that's going on right now in Joe Biden's campaign. Everybody's screaming like their hair's on fire, right? Because they know they're on the way down. The third engine on the plane has stopped functioning, and they're running on one engine. And Kamala Harris, what is she? Hold on. Let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. I always have a lot of fun when she's on the show. Kimberly, did you notice that, I don't know, what's her name, Kamala, Carmel, or whatever her name is this week? Did you notice that she's doing the cadences and accents based on where she goes? She must have hung out with Hillary Clinton for the weekend.
Oh, my God. I just heard that recently. I heard I'm like, why is she talking in a southern drawl? It's embarrassing. Joe, it's embarrassing. This is what we were talking about. These leftist elitists don't know anything about regular Americans or anything about America in between the left and right coast, which is a huge amount of America.
Yeah, but people,
they know nothing about any of these people.
People falling for it, but it's just, you're right, though. They change, like chameleons, right? They change no matter where they're at.
Oh, my God, yeah. They pander, they change, it's really kind of disturbing in a way. It's like psychotic. Like, I've never done that before. No. Have you? I mean,
no, I can't say I have you. You know.
Yeah, and so it's kind of disturbing, but they're leftist. That's how they are. But they've been doing that for a long time.
You were talking about the Trump trains or the Trump parades. Impromptu,
yeah.
I won't say impromptu, but they were, like you said, they weren't put together by the campaign. I mean, one of them, I'm watching a video for 16 minutes. I finally had to stop. This person is driving, I think it's Arizona, I'm not sure, but driving along the road, and they're parked off to the side right next to each other. It's not like that there's, 10 feet between each car. And I couldn't believe how long, 16 minutes.
Was that the 96 mile one?
That could have been. Can you imagine?
I saw one posted like that.
Joe can't get a 96 foot parade, let alone a 96 mile.
That's true. But this is the other reason that I also think Trump is going to win, because as much as there's a hate vote against Trump based on especially the media and the lies told by the media and the left, that's not enough. You got to have some excitement for a guy. Like, people were still excited about Obama in 2012. I don't know why, but they were. Romney was boring as you know what.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was like watching paint dry. He did nothing. McCain, same thing. I mean, and that was a year that, you know, everybody, you know, 2008, they're all excited about Obama. But no one's excited about Biden, not even his own friggin' wife. Okay?
Yeah.
So I don't see a pathway to win for him other than the hate vote, the typical, you know, base vote. That's it. Like, yeah, and he'll get some never Trumpers, but then all the people like me who didn't vote for Trump in 2016, we're now voting for him. And there's a lot of us.
Oh, no, you're right. A lot of never Trumpers.
Not a never Trumper. I was not a never Trumper.
No,
I just
I'm saying that there's a lot of never Trumpers that have now said, okay, you know, A, he's either proved himself to me, or B, I know he won't take my rights away, but I know Camilla and Joe will.
Yes.
You know?
And they've said it. I posted last night, I think it was last night or over the weekend, Joe Biden posted on Twitter that he's going to take away our gun rights. He's going to take away our Second Amendment rights. I'm like,
yep.
Are they trying to lose?
No, he didn't.
And now cities are being boarded up all across the country.
This is the dementia they have. They actually believe that the majority of Americans want this. The majority of Americans, you know, want hate speech, you know, jail time instituted. The majority of Americans are for partial birth abortion. I mean, they live in an alternate universe.
They really do. And are they really that stupid? Millions
yes.
more Americans went out buying guns and ammo when the pandemic hit, and then when all their buddies on the left.
You're fudging it now.
Rioting
that's
and looting.
They were afraid of Trump.
Yeah.
And his
but
people.
So because they're so out of touch, they don't realize guns were flying off the shelves, ammo was hard to find, and they're now telling all those new gun owners, we're going to take your rights away. How stupid is that?
Yep.
I just don't see a path. And then, you know, Biden and his pathetic speeches, it's painful. Same with Kamala. She's awful. I don't understand what they were thinking with her. It's almost, I swear to God, Joe, it's almost like they intentionally want to lose so the far left can just rise up in a revolution because, oh, my God, they're going to go crazy. They're going to revolt and riot and loot no matter who wins.
They're boarding up windows in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, in New York.
Boston.
And all those places. Do you know why? Because the Trump
Democrat.
People, if he loses, the Trump people are going to start burning down the cities like they've been doing for the last 8 months.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. I love it.
Yeah.
They are. They're boarding them all up. That clown, Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts.
Oh, God.
He even said, everything's got to be shut down by 9:30 and like a curfew of 10. I got two messages about it today. One of my non-political friends sent me it, and she goes, F you, about him. They don't realize people are going to get to a limit, and they're just, that's it.
I tell people all the time, I'm kind of joking, but remember something. It was the Boston Tea Party, okay? I mean, these people don't put up with much. And it doesn't matter whether it comes from the right or the left. Eventually something's going to snap, and you just better hit the ground, cover your head, and wait for it to come over.
Yeah, it's... I don't get it. I don't get any of it. I don't know what people are thinking anymore. They're just doing all the things... They're sort of... They seem to be chugging along good, right? Especially when they kept Biden in his basement. But now they're just going the wayside of Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016. That's what it seems to me.
Oh, yeah. A couple of hits off the joint and tell you how great everything is. That's really what it boils down to.
Yeah.
We're talking about this stuff. It's like there's no reality attached to it. Again, just go back to they're starting to see that the polls have closed tremendously, I mean, as far as they're concerned. Then the young people they thought were on their side are not on their side. They're breaking big time for Trump. And then they were all excited about these, the early mail-in ballots for the Democrats. Oh, look how much farther along we are than there. They find out 6% of those ballots, those Democrat ballots, were voting Trump.
No, sir, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, okay, so it's a generic, unless you do one ballot, I don't know if one ticket ballot, I don't know if, which states have that or not. But, yeah, you don't know which Democrats or Republicans were voting for who. right?
Right. Well,
so
no, what they do is they do like they do in California. So what happens is they come in, they'll say, okay, ballots have been returned. These are the ballots that are returned. 30% of them are Republican, 70% of them are Democrat. So if you have that kind of return or whatever the number is, and all of a sudden you see this large number for Trump as they're pre-counting, they're freaking out.
Oh, I get it. I didn't know they pre-counted. Okay, got it.
They, you know what? They can tell you whatever they want to. We've got friends. They pre-count. They know what the numbers are at any given point in time.
Is that so that they can make up some extra ballots if they need them?
The Boston boy in me says yes. You know,
I don't doubt.
The computer guy in me says it's too easy to look at the numbers, too, so it's not like they can hide it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But so that's the other thing, and I don't know if you've noticed, that's the other thing over the past few days I've noticed, over the weekend, I noticed that all of a sudden, the left is now coming out and saying, even if Trump announces that he wins, he hasn't really won, because the numbers haven't all been, the votes haven't all been counted. Now, they aren't always usually all counted the night of an election anyway, but if it's so much of a percentage for one candidate over the other, they claim it for that candidate. Okay. There's not going to be that many votes, in my opinion, that are going to be left over to be counted.
Yeah, the
because they're
going to
be counting them all day everywhere.
Yeah,
all day everywhere they're going to be.
You're going to hear, hey, Frankie, we need 10,000 for Biden. Bring him on in.
Right?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that would not surprise me in the least bit. It's one of the most corrupt
security guard
state houses in the country.
Donuts. All right, give me 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. But the left is already trying to sow that discord, Joe. And they're already, the media is already pushing, well, even if Trump wins, he didn't really win, and we have to wait. And because they want their people to riot and loot. That's exactly what they want. The White House is setting up special area around the White House.
Yep.
because the people are crazy, and there's a group that's already planning on protesting. It doesn't matter who wins. They're like, you get out the vote, then you go to Black Lives Matter, whatever, in Washington, D.C., and then they're going to riot and loot from there.
Yep. I agree. I think you're exactly right. But we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Vecini, your host of The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. This is the Real Title, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, she gets me all wound up during the break. Seriously. At least when I'm here alone, I'm kind of reading articles and touching on stuff. And then during the break, you know, she starts throwing stuff at me and get the, for those of my East Coast friends, I get Ajita all of a sudden out of nowhere. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Kimberly, where can I find your wonderful writings and other things about you?
GraniteGrok.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter. I actually wrote it back in September, and I just published it because I forgot I wrote it, about how I didn't vote for, I'm an indie who didn't vote for Trump in 2016, but I am now in 2020, and here's why.
Wow.
So it's kind of a, it's kind of
interesting.
I
let you on the show back then, even though you didn't vote for him? Wow.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Oh, God.
That's not right, because you knew how much I couldn't stand Hillary. So.
That's right. Well, yes. That was the thing to say. Did you write, at least write it in my name? Wouldn't it be great if you saw this thing, like, on a screen, and it goes down all these lists of names, and there's a, you know, write-in candidate Joe Messina gets, you know, 1,100 votes. That would be hilarious.
I know that people have written me in before. For senator. I had a friend who used to call me Senator Moran.
Oh, God.
People used to try to convince me to run all the time. I'm like, no. I ended up throwing down people on the House floor. No.
So, hey, speaking of, I can't say it, I've got to be clean, Democrat governors, you've got your buddy there in Boston. He's now locking everybody down. right?
Baker's Republican.
Yes. You there?
Oh, I thought you said speaking of Democrat governors.
Well, they've got, he's a Republican?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
A rhino.
I'm reading what he did. I'm thinking to myself, he can't be a Republican. There's no way.
He is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
They just put in a mandate, and I don't know if it's really truly a mandate in New Hampshire, because the restaurant association wanted it, that you're supposed to give your name and phone number every time you go out to dinner. Well, I'm just going to make up names that aren't very pleasant, and then I can't say it on, because people will understand it.
Yes.
If I say, well, I could say it, Michael Hunt.
Okay.
Just shorten it.
Anyway.
That's all I'm going to say. Who's going to actually give their real name?
Nobody. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
People are giving the governor's phone number.
I would do that. Hey, listen,
yeah.
a couple fun things here. So you have to stay home between 10 and 5 a.m., right? 10 at night to 5 in the morning. You can leave to run errands. If you're leaving the house at 2 o'clock in the morning to run an errand, it's probably a dope run of some kind, right? I mean, seriously, this is hilarious. All right. It also requires that restaurants and other businesses, including theaters, performance venues, golf facilities, youth and amateur sports activities, indoor and outdoor events to close at 9:30. So apparently, COVID comes out at 9:31, right? Oh, my God. You heard what Newsom did, right? I've been talking about this for a while. The holiday curfew?
Yes. What was it? Oh, yeah, only three households. These people are just out of their minds, Joe.
We would have to have, like, turkey funeral. Because if you're a funeral, you can have 30 people. And, you know, some Italian families might be able to do that. But, you know, you can have a turkey funeral, right?
Right.
And
just say it's a funeral.
That's what I would say.
What I would say.
We're celebrating the death of the turkey. Mr. Turkey would have been with us for quite some time. So,
honestly, Joe, they seriously are just intentionally hurting as many Americans as they possibly can.
Yeah.
For something that has over a 98% recovery, over 99.9% for most people. You know, it gets a little bit lower if you're older. But protect those people. You know, make sure you're taking your vitamin D. Build your immune system up. If you're really actually sickly, then that's a different story. I get it. But they're really harming a lot of Americans with
this
stuff.
And
Joe Biden will shut the whole freaking country down.
Oh, and he won't even know he did it. You know what I'm saying?
He won't be doing anything. If he gets elected, he wouldn't be doing anything.
They'll probably redo his basement to look like the Oval Office, you know? And get up, they'll take him down there and just leave him down there all day. He'll think he's doing presidential stuff. Seriously, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Well, let's see here. I'm looking for the thing that somebody sent me today. I mean, seriously, this is, what's it called? The people that are not surviving this, they get it, and then they're fine with it. Yeah, okay, a survival rate. I mean, it's like nothing. And it has,
right.
It has not only flatlined, but it's decreasing, right?
Right.
So why do they keep talking about how many people have got this thing instead of how many people are surviving this thing? Wouldn't that be more of a positive note, more of reality?
Right. So here's something else you should know, too.
Uh-oh.
I asked this question, and some people flipped out on me for asking this question on like a Huffington Post site, but I was right. I found out I was right. If a person tests positive, and, you know, they have to test again because you got to get, like, at least one or two negative tests before they let you go back to work or whatever, right?
Right.
So if a person tests positive and that same person tests positive three times, each of those positive tests is counted as a separate test.
Wow.
Positive test.
Excellent.
It's that person is only considered one case, but the positive tests are considered multiple instead of just, you know, this person just tested this once positive and then again finally negative or two negatives. They're counting. So, and I don't know how everybody's reporting it. Different places are reporting it differently. Some places do split it out so you know.
Right.
These are the actual cases. These are the actual positive tests. But not everybody's doing that. And I wouldn't be surprised if certain states are reporting positive tests, even though some could be multiple for one person as different, yeah. You know?
Yep. Yeah, so they're calling it the mortality rate. the mortality rate is so low, it's almost unmeasurable. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're sitting here saying, okay, so you get it, you're miserable. Some people get it. They don't even know they have it. They go
mm-hmm.
through it, they finish it, what have you. They think they had a bit of a flu. But the one positive thing, I love saying this because it makes some of the lefties nuts. The positive thing that has come out from this is that we have cured heart disease. We have cured diabetes. We have cured lung cancer. And
yep.
And there's medical societies getting so great that we've only had, as of a couple of days ago, we only had 97 cases of the seasonal flu. So like, apparently it's a bright side to COVID.
Yeah, there's no flu, there's no pneumonia, lots of other things that people aren't dying from anymore. It's very strange.
Yeah. But that only goes to show you
over,
how much they think of us, right?
They think we're morons, Joe. Let's face reality. They think all Americans are morons.
Yep.
Some people are morons. I agree with that. But this has just been like a big test run to see how much control they can push over us before we actually freak out and
before
fight back.
Before we push back or fight back?
Yes.
Yep.
So far, I mean, the economy is getting better, right?
Yep.
We have excellent GDP growth. The economy is getting better. But they got to get the kids back in school.
Oh, you know, remember, it's always about the kids, keeping the kids safe, keeping the kids safe. We've got suicides on the rise, right? These kids are going through heck. They're having all kinds of trouble. They're being abused at home. And not all kids, don't get me wrong, but it is on the way up.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, and the only thing they can think about, you know, Newsom's kids went back to school today.
Of course they did, because they go to a private school.
Well, but I get it. So COVID doesn't go near private schools, only public.
Yes, only public for the little people.
If he gets reelected, listen, if Cuomo and Newsom and a lady from Chicago, if these people get reelected, I will lose hope for U.S. humanity.
Oh, Beetlejuice? That woman?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I can't even think of her real name right now. That's all I can think of is Beetlejuice.
Well, isn't it like Lovelace or Lightfoot or...
Lightfoot, Lori Lightfoot.
There you go. Yeah.
But they probably will, Joe, and there's multiple reasons, because people are clueless. Like, yeah, they might feel some pain or whatever, but they get lied to by the media. They get lied to their faces by these politicians, and they don't know it or they don't care. And they just say, yeah, I believe you. And that's how they vote.
I think
If Biden were to win and all these left-wing lunatics across the country were to win, then you know what? We're done. Because that means that this country is so out of touch with what these people are really going to do with them, that we deserve it. We get what we deserve.
Now, I got an email from somebody that's 200 people on the list. And if Biden wins, they're looking for a way out of the country only because they don't trust that he won't force vaccines on people.
I wouldn't doubt that. You got to remember, and everybody already probably knows this, but Democrats have become the extreme left party. They don't care about your rights or anything now. It's all about control and controlling what you do, how you think, what you say. That's what they're all about now, and that's what Biden and Harris represent. Yeah, Biden might just be a dopey old man, but what's behind him running the show is not.
No. No, they know exactly what they're doing. All right. We'll be back in a little bit. People, don't go far. Dr. B joins me in the next hour. Kimberly, always a lot of fun. Now you can go drinking, and we'll connect
later on. But take 20 people with you to vote.
We'll connect tomorrow, maybe, or Thursday, and figure out what's going on. All right.
Okay.
All right. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far.